Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, oh great one. Hey, everybody. David, are you nibbling on a turkey leg already? Over there? You have a little early Belshare breakfast. You know, it's Belshare weekend. I can see the glow in your face. The excitement is building here at WCQS as we get ready to go into the 35th, and I guess the last Belshare, because the city has put aside no money for a Belshare festival for next year. So this is probably the end, barring some unexpected surprise for Asheville's signature summertime festival.
It's been said to be the largest free
outdoor street celebration in the Southeast.
That's correct. Okay, so this is it.
But you know, every Friday and Saturday is like Belshare. It used to be downtown Asheville was so dreary and dead, and, you know, I mean, there were a lot of boarded up buildings, and the downtown has really come back. Thanks a great deal to Belshare. Brought a lot of people back into downtown again. People started developing downtown. Now it's kind of a bit of an annoyance for people who have businesses downtown that are not necessarily geared toward the tourist trade. But anyway, Belshare. Today, tomorrow, Sunday, all over downtown, you know the routine. The entertainers, tonight's big stars are Wanda Jackson, Rockabilly Queen, and indie rocker Dan Deacon. On Saturday, Yo Mama's Big Fat Booty Band, Carl Denson's Tiny Universe, and my good friend David Holt and his band, The Lightning Bolt. David Holt was at the very first, he played the very first Belshare, and here he's played more Belshare festival dates than anybody else, I think.
I think he did that at age 5.
And, well, yeah, something like that. On Sunday, Randall Bramlett, Balsam Range, great bluegrass band there, and the folk rockers Mountain Goats, the final band standing at Belshare, I guess, because they'll be going off at 6 o'clock. Lots of food, children's area at the Cellular Center, along with the Senior Oasis. If you're coming into town this morning, your usual route to your usual parking spot may be a little difficult to get to because some streets are going to be blocked off downtown. Doesn't mean the parking decks are closed. Doesn't mean the parking lots are closed. It just means you might have to take a little bit of a different twist around the roads to get to where you need to get to. But it'll be worth your time. If you're coming into Belshare, I suggest taking the shuttle. It's only $2 round trip from Asheville Mall on the east or from the Kmart on the west at Patton Avenue. So if you're missing any of the details about Belshare, don't you worry about it. We put it all down for you in the Asheville Scene, our culinary and entertainment magazine in the Asheville Citizen Times this morning. It's in boxes for free around town. It's online at AshevilleScene.com. And, you know, one thing I always do during Belshare, and I'm not the turkey leg eating kind of a guy, but I always go over to Magnolia's to see my good pal, Reverend Billy Seawertz, the boogie-woogie piano player and humorist, performing over there on the Ivories. And he'll be back on Saturday and Sunday at Magnolia's Raw Bar on Market Street. He's been there since 88 playing Belshare. He's played almost every Belshare since then at Magnolia's. And so that's going to be a great show. Billy Seawertz is always a lot of fun, and it's a good way to catch up with old friends and celebrate the weekend. So, what are you going to do this weekend? Are you going to come in for Belshare?
I probably will. But there's another great festival, and it's a long-time tradition in the mountains.
It sure is. Folkmoot USA, the World Music and Dance Celebration, rolling into its final weekend performances today, 2 and 7:30 at the Stomping Ground up in Maggie Valley. Good morning, Maggie Valley. We salute you. 2 p.m. on Saturday at the Hart Theater, the Performing Arts Theater in Waynesville, and 7:30 Saturday at the Haywood Community College in Clyde. And on Sunday, the big candlelight closing at Stewart Auditorium at Lake Junaluska in Haywood County. Great concerts there. Folkmoot always puts on some amazing things. If you haven't seen the dates elsewhere around Western North Carolina, you can come on in and catch Folkmoot this weekend in Haywood County. Now, some theater on stage this weekend. The Montford Park Players putting a 1980s spin on Love's Labor's Lost, doing it in the style of Pretty in Pink or Ferris Bueller's Day Off with a period costume, 7:30 tonight, Saturday and Sunday, and running through August 18th at the Hazel Robinson Amphitheater behind the Montford Community Center. That's going to be fun. Bring something to sit on. Give them a donation, too. Mystery of Edwin Drood is new at the Parkway Playhouse, the Charles Dickens unfinished novel. Audience picks the killer at each performances. See it Saturday at 7:30 or Sunday at 5 p.m. at the Parkway in Burnsville. I went to see, as a matter of fact, I liked it so much, I went back to see it a second time, Les Mis at the Flat Rock main stage. What a brilliant piece of theater that is. It's just as good as anything Flat Rock Playhouse has ever put on. For that matter, I haven't seen theater at this level before. You know, you go to Broadway, you might get used to seeing it like that, but this is just a tremendous performance, and it runs through August 18th on the main stage at Flat Rock. Brigadoon happening out at the Hart Theater in Waynesville this weekend, and next, Sunshine Boys, Shining Bright, Southern Appalachian Repertory Theater, doing that one at Owen Theater at Mars Hill College in Mars Hill, Kermit Brown and Ralph Redpath in that show. And those are some of the fun things that you can go and see on stage.
Just briefly, time for a couple of movies.
Fruitvale Station, played the Asheville Cinema Society, had it earlier. Now it's coming back for a regular run at the Grand, the Carmike, and the Carolina. Way, way back. Comedy, that looks good, and The Wolverine on the big screen.
Tony, always a pleasure. Be careful out there.
So long, everybody.